Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It was a graveyard smash.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rocking the Suburbs. A happy day after Halloween. If you're listening to this on the day it is published, it is All Saints Day, I believe they call it, November 1st, 2024. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to induct a song into the perfect pop pantheon, like the last piece of Halloween candy left in the bowl. We're going to squeeze one more episode out of the spooky season, and this is something I think is long overdue. Now, you know the song. You know the song so well, you don't even have to hear it to recall it. It's buried so deeply in your gray matter that you know every line, every drum beat, every background vocal. The song is Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett, and it's going in the perfect pop pantheon today because I just think it belongs there. And listening to all this Halloween music over the past few weeks really spoke to me in that Monster Mash rises above many, 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 many other songs to be one of the greatest hits of all time. The song was released on Gary S. Paxton's Garpax Records label in August of 1962. There was also a LP that went along with it called the original Monster Mash that had other monster-type songs on it. The single, though, was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart by October 20th of that year, just before Halloween. As of last year, the song was generating $1 million annually in royalties from getting played. It's come back onto the charts. Gary S. Paxton is interesting. He was behind another novelty hit that came out before Monster Mash called Alley Oop by the Hollywood Argyles, if anyone is familiar with this song. It was actually written by Dallas Frazier, the country songwriter, but Paxton produced that record and sang lead vocals. Bobby Pickett was an actor who sang with a band, a rock band at night called the Cordials. And one day while performing, he broke into a Boris Karloff type monologue for some odd reason. Nobody really knows why. And the crowd loved it and his band loved it. So another member of his band and Pickett composed Monster Mash and recorded it with Gary S. Paxton, Johnny McRae, Ricky Page, and Terry Berg, credited as the Crypt Kickers. That's right. The drummer for The Ventures is sometimes credited with playing on the record. And some people believe, there's kind of a rumor that Leon Russell was the pianist on this track. However, Pickett has cleared that up and said he was not the pianist. He was on other tracks on the album, but he showed up to the sessions late and they'd already finished Monster Mash, so he missed out on being on that hit. The song was also partially inspired by a dance craze of the era called the Mashed Potatoes. When you listen to this tune, though, everything is perfect. I mean, the way the song is structured, the story is fantastic. The background vocals are great. The vocals themselves, the imitation, sounds really believable. It's just got a production style designed to jump out of your AM radio, jump off the grooves of a 45 and just explode. And that's what it does. And even today when you hear it, that's why you can't help snapping your fingers and tapping your toes. The source of all human knowledge also tells us that the producers made extensive use of sound effects in the recording. The sound of a coffin opening was imitated by a rusty nail being pulled out of a board. The sound of a cauldron bubbling was simulated by water being bubbled through a straw. Interestingly, the Beatles would later use the same trick on Yellow Submarine. And they rattled change and drug them across the floor as well. In 1985, with the growing popularity of rap music, Pickett did record Monster Rap. I would not encourage you to listen to it. Similar to the follow-up to Convoy. It's bad. It's bad. So with all that information in your head and a big pile of Halloween candy to sort through, let this be your token spooky season goodbye here, folks. We are saying goodbye to this week on Rockin' the Suburbs and also putting Monster Mash in the perfect pop pantheon. So here it is now. Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, Monster Mash. We will talk to you guys next week.
in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
With their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.